The election is still unfolding, but have you ever wondered what happens to the ballot paper once you've voted, finished off your sausage sizzle and headed back home? It's the Australian Electoral Commission's job to not only produce the millions of ballot papers, but then handle the logistics of counting and handling all of the votes. It's a hell of an undertaking, and with the New South Wales Senate ballot coming in at just under a metre, there's not only a lot of paper to move around and count, there's just a lot of weight involved. To tell us all about the logistics behind the election, we're joined by Doug Orr from the AEC. Good morning, Doug.
Good morning, Nick. How are you?
I'm well, thank you. Now, overall, how much paper gets involved in ballot papers for a federal election?
Well, there's more than 100 tonnes. The New South Wales ballot paper, as you mentioned, is a metre wide, and it's 300 millimetres deep, so it's just every three is just like a square sheet, a metre square of paper, so it's quite massive, really.
It's an incredible amount of stuff. So, I mean, freighting them around must be a logistical nightmare.
Well, that's right. And all our deliveries of ballot papers are done with specified transport with two drivers on board. So, yes, getting it out to our polling places, then returning it to our divisional locations for counting, it does take a fair bit of logistics, particularly in the country areas.
Well, of course, because we, you know, I mean, a lot of my listeners will be Sydney dwellers, but we forget that there are people voting very, very regionally.
That's right. So in far western New South Wales, the division of parks, which is probably about a third of New South Wales, there were many transport hubs and to get back to Dubbo, which is the location of the divisional returning officer.
So are they all printed from one area, or, for example, over in WA, would they be printed locally?
No, each state produces their own ballot papers. So after the nominations weekend, or the Friday that nominations are declared, ballot paper production starts, and we need to have ballot papers in every location in Australia for every division by the Tuesday for early voting to commence. So we've got about three and a half days to get ballot papers printed, then across Australia, in fact, onto planes to the overseas consulates and embassies.
Now, we saw photos the other Saturday during the election of Australians voting down in Antarctica. How did you get the papers down there?
Well, the Antarctic ones are managed through our office in Tasmania. And that's one of the few places where they're actually, or the only place, in fact, that they could actually have to ring through the votes.
Wow.
So they're collated and then managed through a specially authorised person in our Tasmanian office. That's quite unusual, of course. The only place it exists.
And when you're counting votes, so after I've kind of voted, popped the paper in the box, what actually happens to that vote? Does it go to a regional counting area? How does that work?
Okay, well, at 6 o'clock in every polling place on polling night, there's reconciliation done by the staff. Scrutineers come in and watch the seals being checked on the ballot boxes, and they're cut and they're opened, and the House Representatives ballot papers and the Senate ballot papers are all counted. They've done a first count for the House reps. They then do a 2-count-8 preferred count, and then the Senate is finalised. And after each of those three counts it's done, the results are rung through to the Divisional Returning Office. They then enter those into our systems, which flow through to our internet site tally room. After that, they're bundled up and packaged and then transferred securely to our Divisional Returning Offices, each of which has an outposted centre because of the size and scale of the amount of material that comes back. And at that place, all those votes are counted again. And at the same time, you have postal ballots coming in from all over the world. And you also start to receive, late this first week after polling day, votes or absent votes that have been recorded all the parts of Australia, and pre-poll votes that were recorded in all parts of Australia, because they all have to go back to the division for which the person is enrolled.
That is a lot of people doing a lot of work. How many people kind of work and volunteer with the AEC around this?
Well, on the polling day nationally, we had about 70-odd thousand people working for us for the day. At the moment, in every divisional office, they're probably looking at least 30 to 40 staff in every divisional office, so it's a high degree of temporary labour that we need to use to just shift the bulk and manage the bulk of paperwork and process. At the part of that is our core divisional staff. You know, most divisions on polling day would have up to 400 or so staff, 4 to 500 staff. A normal contingent of permanent staff is only about three, so it's a massive ramp up to do that. And then after polling day, they're managing multiple tasks in sometimes warehouse conditions just to manage the bulk that's required.
Well, we talked about how much paper there was, and it's an incredible amount. Once all the votes have been counted, what actually happens to the ballot papers themselves? Is there a legal requirement for how long they have to be stored?
Yes, there is. Up to date, we've stored Senate ballot papers for the life of the Parliament, so 6 years. So after they've been put to permanent storage after that time, stored securely, and House of Representatives paper have a shorter time, but the initial periods to get through the Court of Disputed Returns period after the polling day, mm-hmm. Make sure that no challenges can be made, and then when we look, usually just send them to deep storage for the life of the Parliament, and then they're then sent to for destruction.
Destruction or recycling?
Recycling.
Oh, yeah. That's good news. Yeah. That's fantastic news with that amount of paper. Doug Orr, thank you so much for talking us through, giving us a bit of an insight into just why maybe the count is taking as long as it is if people are getting a bit impatient.
Thanks very much, Nick.
Yes, if you are getting a bit cranky about all of that, just have a little listen to what Doug just said and get an idea of just the incredible amount of logistics involved in getting an election done and counted.